I received the Chosin watch as a present from my father-in-law-to-be. The watch is an automatic watch, which means that it gets its power and charges up by your moving your hand. It does not have a battery. The guy in the store told me that if I wind it up before Shabbos, then it has a 48-hour time span that it can last without any hand movement. Can I wear this watch on Shabbos with or without winding? Or neither is good. Is there any halachic difference on Yom Tov, a 2 or 3 day Yom Tov at Chutz Laretz? I live in a neighborhood with a proper Eruv. Thank you very much for your time. I very much like this website, and I've learned a lot on a broad range of topics from it. Avrami from New York. Avrami, this question was discussed by many Gedolim. First was the Chelkas Yaakov in Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Hey, and after him the Abia Omer in Chelek Vav Simen Lamed Hey. The Shmiras Shabbos Kilchasa and the Tzitz Eliezer both discuss it. All of them say it's mutter. Some say the reason it's mutter is because you have no intention to wind it. And even though it's a psikresha to an Issa D'Rabbanan. And by the way, there are people who hold you're allowed to wind a going watch, and therefore this would be an extra chumrah on what we're machmer not to wind a going watch regularly. It's also winding kalachar yad. All of those reasons would apply even on a 3 day yontif. There is an opinion that says that the reason it's mutter is because anyway it would last throughout the Shabbos. According to that opinion, maybe on a 3 day yontif would be different. But lamaisa lahalacha, it is mutter. The Oz Nidburu, Taka says that it's aser. But lamaisa halacha-wise, it is mutter to wear this watch.